This is UNN Urban Network News with information for and about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander. Jill Scott has postponed her final tour dates after testing positive for COVID-19. Five black women district attorneys in Atlanta, Georgia, will be forced to run in nonpartisan elections under a new Georgia law that two of the prosecutors are now challenging in court. The law will prevent candidates from receiving party nominations or running in partisan primaries, limiting how voters can identify their political affiliations.
In health news, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a new drug for pancreatic cancer that could extend patients' lives by blocking the proteins that help tumors to grow. Now, according to the company that makes the drug, a 30-day supply of Diraxonrasib will cost, get this, just under $40,000. Whew. Back to you, AK.
Just days after starting his first day of classes at Wright State University in Ohio, a 20-year-old Haitian immigrant reportedly parked his car on the shoulder of the interstate in Springfield, Ohio, got out, and walked into oncoming traffic, where he was hit by a tractor-trailer and ultimately pronounced dead on the scene. According to the local advocate, his suicide was done out of shame from the ICE leg monitor and taunting from fellow students. Tyler Perry has launched Maxine, a new specialty division of Tyler Perry Studios, named after his mother and dedicated to getting independent films with distinctive voices in front of audiences. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News with information for and about people of color.